Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Star Companion Podcast. My name is David.
And I'm Zach.
And we are the internet's
premier Star Trek fan podcast. That was it. That was the one.
Woo! And
Ric Flair on a bit. Woo!
And if you don't know us, then you're about to get to know us.
Yeah.
Quite intimately.
Yeah, and you know, you should probably go back to episode one.
You should.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We did Broken Bow, parts 1 and 2, and we did that behind the curtain a little bit. We recorded the first, like, 4,
mm-hmm.
and then went back and redid 1 and 2.
That's right,
so
we did.
For those
I
of
forgot
you
about
did,
that, yeah.
Yeah, that are like, whoa, how come 2 is so disconnected from 1? It's because we got into the groove a little bit.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we were up to speed for you guys.
For you.
And I would say, much like Enterprise, we have caught a stride.
I think so.
We've caught an energy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We're part of the zeitgeist right now.
I think so, because I think we're the premier Star Trek fan podcast.
Certainly. And even
Certainly.
And even though Star Trek Enterprise is, what, 10 years old now, right now? 10 plus years?
10 plus, probably yeah. Like 15.
That does not take away from the zeitgeist.
No, please. You tell us. Go ahead.
I just wanted to interrupt you.
No,
go ahead. You can catch
us on
every major podcasting platform, whether it be Spotify, iTunes, my personal preference. Doesn't have to be yours, though. I don't judge. Spotify, the other ones. And you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/ The Star Companion. And you can also email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, we really, really enjoy that. It fucking brightens my day.
And as I mentioned a few episodes ago, we are a grassroots podcast. We started from the bottom, and now we're right here.
Right here.
Not here.
No,
yet.
Not there.
And so
that's about a foot and a half difference for those of you just listening.
Yeah, and so the good thing is if you email us, is there's a high likelihood that we will shout you out.
It's very high.
Yeah.
I will respond.
The reason why we talk about our friend Troy in Australia so much is because he's pretty much the only person who's emailed us.
We've had a couple of emails.
Yeah,
we have. But he's been pretty consistent in hitting us up and,
yeah.
You know, I love all of you.
Troy would be on my bridge crew.
But I'm not going to lie. I love Troy more. and I mean that from the heart. You
and
know
that's
I mean?
Only like 6 emails worth of
love.
Yeah,
it literally takes like 3 or 4 emails.
Like if you were to email us 10 times, imagine the type of love that Zach would have for you.
Probably pretty...
More than platonic.
Yeah.
So today we're reviewing season...
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you guys like cum jokes, season 1, Ebb 22, Vox Sala.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's the high water mark.
I don't know if we were both drunk for that one, but that one was hilarious.
I think I was a little bit, yeah.
I probably was.
That's all right.
Unsurprising.
That's why everybody comes back to listen.
We have a good time. We love Star Trek. Yeah. Are you guys excited for us to, you know, move on through to fucking like TOS and TNG?
Oh, man.
That shit's going to be hilarious.
I can't wait. I was actually watching TNG this week, and then there's this television channel we get at my house called
BBC?
No, it's called Heroes and Icons.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a 24/7 Star Trek / old TV show channel. And I happened to catch a episode in season 3 or 4 where Trip basically falls off the...
Oh, this is what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
He basically falls off the platform for the engine, hits his head, and they have to birth a new Trip. And they have to kill
him.
Oh,
that's a heavy episode, dude.
Yep. And
oh my God, you saw that one.
And it's in that episode that Trip confesses his love for T'Pol. So I am fucking vindicated. I win. I called it, remember? You asked me who
you
thought T'Pol was going to fall in love with.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying hard to let that be a surprise.
Yeah.
Looks like the gods.
I know Trek.
This guy knows Trek.
I know Trek.
And that's why you come to the Star Companion.
And I know a lot about today's episode, season 2, episode 19 of Star Trek Enterprise.
That's a segue.
The title of this episode is Judgment, Stardate Unknown, but supposedly, and what we theorize, in 2152.
Yes, we are theorizing that actively.
The episode begins with Archer. He's in a Klingon tribunal. And he's getting charged for something. We don't quite know what yet.
Off the rip.
And
this is kind of a dumb episode.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I mean, it's fine. I like the return of J.G. Hertzler, who plays Martok.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's all fine and good. And it's a real classic Trek episode about how, like, you need to have proper laws. And on, you know, I mean, in... I don't know. I guess I'm just a hater. I mean, I love Dad. I love Enterprise. I love the whole Klingon thing. I will say that the ridges on their heads in this episode correlate to the TOS ridges.
Okay.
They made a fucking effort to tie that to then.
Mm.
The people that they're talking about, those... this particular group end up being rebels to the Imperial Court.
Oh, really?
In later episodes, yeah. So it's a real, like, circular story when you tie in characters later. And it's fun to see J.G. Hertzler a few years after they ended DS9.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels older. He feels older and more and wiser. And, like, that's a real Klingon actor right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and you can feel the power of him.
Well, and the reason why I like this episode a lot is because it kind of traces the evolution of Klingon society. You know, near the end of the episode, he talks about, you know, we used to be a very proud people like that. Like, honor was more than just like going out and killing people.
Well, it's Worf.
Yeah. But now it's just a bunch of warriors have taken over. It's a bunch of young kids who just want to like join. You know,
and be warriors. You know, we have scientists. We have teachers.
Yeah.
My mother was a physics teacher and my father was a...
drinker.
My father was a drinker.
So we find Captain Archer in the tribunal and they say, we will... this
death to the Empire!
Whatever against you.
Well, they were saying Jaga.
And he says, I will... I'm not...
Which was enemy.
And Dad says, I'm not guilty. And then we get a pan out. And they're actually in ancient Mongolia, which surprisingly looks a lot like Kronos.
Oh, is that right?
No, they're in Kronos. Doesn't it look like Mongolia?
It sure as shit did. Yeah, that's why I bought that.
Yeah.
I bought it, and now I feel like a fucking fool.
Dad goes back into the cage. I feel like a fucking fool. Dad goes back in a cage and he gets presented a little targ hoof to eat that he doesn't find quite appetizing.
What is this? Targ.
Targ. And his public defender comes in, Kolos, and, you know, basically tells him, look, this is an open and shut case. I'm busy, man. This is like my fifth case this week. I'm fucking swamped.
Yep. Being an advocate doesn't mean much anymore in the Klingon Empire.
Oh, and Phlox shows up, too. They allow Phlox.
Phlox's a gangster.
They allow Phlox to come in and look at Dad. And Kolos comes in, and he says, get out. And he says, well, I'm here to treat my captain. He says, you're not here to treat him. It's like, well, then what is he fucking here to do? He's a doctor.
Look at him?
Yeah. Hey, just wanted to make sure you're all right. All right, looks good.
Yeah, can't treat you. Gotta go.
Make sure you eat that targ hoof. It's got a bunch of protein in it.
It's protein.
Dad asks, what is your success rate to Kolos?
Mm-hmm.
And again, Kolos is like, I'm a fucking public defender, dude. I don't even remember the name of my last
client. I'm a PD, dog.
Oh, PD.
Sometimes this shit doesn't go so well. So I have an anecdote about
go too well.
About a PD.
Mm-hmm.
I made friends with a PD at Coachella a number of years ago, and I said, "Well, hey, tell me your best story."
Yeah,
and he said, "Well, he was defending this one guy, and this one guy got pulled over for driving under the influence. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't drunk though; he was definitely on drugs, and."
That's better.
He's talking to him, and he's reading the report.
Yeah.
And the report is, you know, you were driving drunk and erratic, and you didn't want to pull over, and you had your arms out the window while you were driving. And he goes, well, I'd like the record to show that I had one arm out the left window and one arm out the top window, and I want everyone to know that I wasn't saying like fuck the police or anything, but I was saying I'm high on shrooms and I'm gonna land this thing. And
oh my god,
you know, he's totally sober now. He's been in jail like a few days. You know what I mean? Like, incident has happened.
I wasn't drunk. I was just doing the YMCA.
Yeah, no.
And it was the Y part.
Literally. Literally. And I was like, you know, respect to that guy for wanting to get the details right. Like, I wasn't drunk. Yeah, I was on shrooms.
I want to set the record straight officially. I am not a drunk. I am, however, a druggie.
Yeah, that's my anecdote for public defenders. And that's exactly what I thought when I saw this one.
It's a good anecdote. I like that.
Thanks.
He
makes bow ties now. He quit lawyering.
Hey, you got to make a living somehow.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
They start the trial, and they bring out this guy. I forget
Orac?
Orac. No, the...
Prosecutor Orac?
The captain of the ship that gets basically blown up.
I don't remember.
Barat or something like that.
It doesn't matter.
And he says,
the refugees.
Yeah, and Orac is like, hey, you're the captain of a ship, aren't you? And he's like, actually, no, I've been demoted to weapon master. And he says,
oh, that guy.
Go on, tell your story, weapon master.
Loser,
and
dishonor.
He tells it. He spins a yarn. Quite the yarn, actually. He says that Archer called the Enterprise the Battlecruiser Enterprise.
Yeah, the Battlecruiser Enterprise.
And then yelled death to the Empire.
Fire one shot and you will join your ancestors in the afterlife. Death to the Empire.
And I just love how Klingons view everything through the lens of violence. Like, like nothing's
It's a one or a zero.
Yeah, like nothing's ever a disagreement. It's either fisticuffs or it's fucking nothing.
Yeah. You know? No, it's a great anecdote.
And
this doesn't look so good for Dad.
It doesn't. And Dad even voices to Kolos. He's like, hey, are you going to stick up for me? And he's like, nah, it's fine. And my question is like, what the fuck is the point of a court then if you can't cross-examine or defend yourself? Like, there's no legal... Yeah, I started thinking, it's like,
well, they're filthy Klingons.
They are. They are filthy Klingons.
Basically what this boils down to.
They're dirty Mongolians.
Mongolians, yep.
You know, it's like, do they not have legal libraries? Do they not have a bar association?
I love when they invoke Kales.
Yeah, right? And so this first day of the trial doesn't go so hot. So it's deliberation now, and Dad goes back to his cage. He's talking to Kolos. He's like, come on, Kolos, work with me, dog. I didn't do this shit. He's like, well, actually, this court has been polluted. It's so polluted by the warrior class.
I'm out.
The warriors have taken over our tribunal.
Everyone wants to be a warrior.
And he's like, there's no honor anymore. He's like, well, then show them what a real trial is like. You know, on our planet a few hundred years ago, there was a football player. And
Tom Brady.
I was going O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
Yeah. And he actually had four attorneys. And here I am on another planet. I've only got one. I've got a disgraceful fucking quitter as my attorney.
Oh, wow.
Now you go out there and you tell him that the glove does not fit.
Oh, God damn it.
And
this has been the... I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So they go back out after deliberations. He's like, is there anything else you want to say? And Kolos is like, you know what? Yes, there is. And so Dad spins his yarn. And we find out that Dad, yet again, his charity has gotten him in a little bit of trouble.
Classic Dad.
He picked up some refugees, which the Klingons refer to lovingly as rebels. And, you know, basically his story is, I'm helping these refugees. They got, you colonized them, and then you mistreated them.
Colonizes.
So they're actually just running away. They're not rebels. They're just, you know, they don't like you guys.
Yeah.
And the Klingons don't take too kindly to it. They all thump their spears in the
tribe.
Jaga. And it made me think, like, what's the security checkpoint like in a Klingon courthouse? Like, do you have to put your spear through the metal detector?
I feel like there's no security checkpoint, you know, because I've seen Worf's brother get knifed down.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
A couple times.
Yeah. And Dad says, I didn't blow up that ship, actually. They came out of nowhere and they started firing on me, so I had to use the old hide behind a giant asteroid.
Oh, wow.
In a planetary ring trick. You know, it's nothing more, nothing less.
I should have left when I said I was leaving.
Yeah. So the Klingons are aghast. They say, oh my God, this is crazy.
Crazy!
Kolos is not like this usually. He usually kind of just lets shit slide, but now we got to think.
He's feeling.
So they go back and they deliberate, and Kolos and Dad share a moment over some blood wine.
Blood wine!
And he says,
am I doing a good job?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Blood wine. I'm just your hype man for this one.
They share a little blood wine. Blood wine! And Dad takes a sip and he's like, it's okay if you don't like it. And Dad grabs it back and takes a big chug like a man. Like a fucking man.
Don't feel badly if you can't stomach it. I didn't say that. And then, you know, I think they're talking about, like, what changed in society, right?
Yeah, this is where they get the whole little talk about, the evolution.
And so Dad goes, what changed? A few courageous people figured they could make a difference? No, Dad. You know what changed? Scarcity, motherfucker. Scarcity changes society. Okay? That's what happened to Earth.
Yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah, and when you remove the need for resources, you can go on and do other things. You don't have to kill and hunt and war.
Yep.
The fact that Dad doesn't fucking grasp that scarcity is the most important thing here is crazy.
Well, Dad's worldview is everybody's a hero.
Dad's worldview is my dad created the warp engine, didn't get his due, so I'm going to take the warp engine out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to fly that fucker. So they head back into the tribunal. And
tribunal.
What a surprise. Archer's found guilty.
No! With the Klingons?
Yep.
Oh,
and he's,
shit.
He's sentenced to a...
lifetime on Ruripente.
On Ruripente. And Kolos says, this is bullshit.
Bullshit!
We used to have...
See?
Yeah. We used to have honor in this court, and the honor is gone. And he says, I'm going to hold you in contempt of this court. And you know what? You're going to get a year on
a year on Ruripente.
And he says, the Ruripente is basically a death sentence because nobody lives past
a year.
6 months or a year there. So
it's the old Ruripente mines for you sentence. Hey, David.
Yo.
What's Ruripente like?
Cold.
It's quite inhospitable.
It's quite inhospitable.
So I've been told by T'Pol.
They're mining dilithium, and it's
snow dilithium, though. It's not dilithium that other planets mine.
Yeah.
Which I think is an important distinction.
Yes.
Because they're trying to make them like dirty fucking Russians mining in Siberia.
That's, oh wow, yeah.
Which is really funny to me because dilithium on other planets is sometimes mined in hot places.
That's right. Remember the, was it dilithium?
I know.
That few episodes ago where those guys like moved the camp and then, was that dilithium?
Yeah, that's dilithium as well. There's also one in DS9, well, on Tarak Nor, the Deep Space Nine.
Go for it.
They mine and it's really hot. It's not super cold.
Well, this one's cold, folks, and it, it's hard. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
For a decent pay,
it's
though.
Quite inhospitable, as they say.
Kolos and Archer are struggling to get by. But after a couple days in there, Reed shows up disguised as a prisoner and says, Dad, I'm here to rescue you. We bribed a few guards, and T'Pol knew a guy way back when.
We did a lot of stuff. The old bribe a guy and show up later trick.
That old trick. And, Reed says... what does he say?
He says, hey, Dad.
Yeah, T'Pol used to know a guy. They used to dorm together back in university, back at uni. And he says, let's get the fuck out of here. And he's like, all right, come on. All right, Kolos, come with me.
You got room for one more?
Yeah, and Kolos is like, nope, not this time.
Nope. Pure fiction. Can't go with you.
And Dad's like, why are you going to stay? And he makes this kind of enheartened speech of how... he's a keeper of justice. He's got to respect justice now. He's got to serve his time. But unlike the other prisoners on Ruripente, he has a reason to live. So,
he's going to make it past the year unlike anyone else.
Yeah, and I'd like to tell...
The old reason to live trick.
Yeah, and I'd like to tell you that Kolos fought the good fight and that the sisters let him be. I wish I could tell you that. But prison is no fairy tale world. It's a Shawshank.
Is it Shawshank?
Yeah.
I was going to ask. It hit me there.
Dad gives Kolos the old Klingon arm shake. And away he goes. Now a fugitive of the Klingon Empire.
Classic, Dad. I have a couple notes.
Yeah, go for it.
One, Dominic Keating, International Strange Mystery, mm-hmm. Lieutenant Reed, says... It was quite fun sneaking up on Scott Bakula and wearing a fur pelt. It was quite a lark.
A lark.
So we know he's really British.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Also, J.G. Hertzler.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he didn't play Martok. I flubbed that earlier.
Mm.
He played someone else. I forget his name. If you Roussat? Know his name... Send us an email at the starcompanion@gmail.com. But Scott Bakula and J.G. Hertzler run Quantum Leap together.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
This is not the first time we've seen that.
I think so, yeah. It's just kind of fun that, they're like... I mean, imagine being an actor and being like, oh, shit, you cast my dog J.G.
Yeah.
Who was on Deep Space Nine? You probably got me this job.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Anyway,
like me being friends with you forever, and then going to my other friend group, and then
me
showing
being a friend
up,
of them?
And then you showing up and be like, "Oh, that's right, you were my friend."
That's exactly what that's like. And if you guys really like this content, you can send us a buck or two at this patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
We know we kind of scraped the bottom of the barrel here, folks, but, go back and look at our sordid history. Not sordid.
Sordid.
Glorious history.
Honor.
This is a good episode. I like
this. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said you didn't like it, so You don't get
to... I thought you meant our episode.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, again, every episode's better than the next.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, this episode's okay. Not ours, but the actual episode. It's fine.
I liked it. Yeah. We have stickers now, folks. And if you'd like a sticker, we have 250 of them, so they're going like that, like hotcakes. If you want a sticker, email us and send us your address, the maiden name of your mother.
Oh, no, just the address.
Yeah, don't send us your personal information.
Like, subscribe. If you review on anything that isn't fucking Apple, I don't know how to fucking check that. Mm-hmm. So take a screenshot of it and send it to us, and we'll send you a sticker.
And your address and your last four.
Your address, yes.
Yeah. Last four.
No, not that.
Okay. We're going to create a spreadsheet for everybody to put their address in.
No. It'll be a private spreadsheet that we create. We're not sharing it.
Yeah, no.
But, I mean, if you could send us your credit card numbers, that would maybe be helpful.
And your CVV and your zip code.
Yeah, we'd like your resumes.
You know, CVV...
Back three?
Yeah.
Yeah. The back three is important.
You know what I find interesting?
I don't, but I'm
is on every on every website where you have to put in your CVV or security code, they always have a question mark next to that.
What's
that
says, the CVV?
What's that?
Yeah.
It's like nobody's ever bought anything.
Goddamn. Yeah. No, great point. And if you like points like that,
yeah,
you can donate to us on Patreon. Or you can send us an email. Yeah. Both end in starcompanion@gmail.com.
You can also take care of yourself, everybody.
Take care of yourself.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.